Welcome back once again to the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. Greg Montana with you here, as always, as we sit in with the people around the community, around the Brenham and Washington County, and talk about things that are happening. And we've got a big event coming up a couple more weeks. School starts back up. Yeah, I know. Moms and dads out there, you're ready for it, right? The kids maybe are ready for it, but school is starting back up, and we've got some important things to talk about before school does start back up here for Brenham ISD. We have with us today Brandy Hendricks, and good morning to you, Brandy.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
And first of all, let's tell people what it is. What is it that you do with Brenham ISD? What is your title?
So my title is Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. And basically, that means I kind of oversee all the programs in our schools, the education, the classroom instruction, and the curriculum that they use to teach our students.
There you go. And this is a major report. Being with school, curriculum is pretty important, I would assume. And so we've got important things coming up as we get ready for the school year, which is, what, 2 weeks from today, I do believe, I think, if my dates are correct here. But we've been talking about these commitment forms that you guys are wanting everybody to fill out. And first of all, let's talk about, you know, what are the commitment forms?
So the commitment form is a way for parents to choose whether they want to send their students to school face-to-face, where they would be on campus, the traditional setting, or if they want to keep their students at home and do remote learning. And so it's important for us to know as we prepare for how many students we're going to have at school so that we can get all of our social distancing and all of that stuff set up for the classrooms. And then also so we have enough teachers that can also focus on our remote learners. So it's really helpful information for us, and the sooner we get that information, the sooner we can start planning.
There you go. And you guys do have a deadline coming up, I think, tomorrow.
The 12th, yes. Tomorrow. So we're really pushing. We're going to send out a phone call again today, encouraging people to fill those out. If they don't fill those out, we are just going to go ahead and think that they are face-to-face. Mm-hmm. So if they're not planning on coming face-to-face, they really need to fill out those forms.
Okay. And how do they go about getting those forms to fill out?
So we have them on our website. We emailed them out to all the parents, and they can also come to central office, which is 7-Eleven.
Mansfield.
Mansfield, yes. I'm new, so.
It's okay.
I'm still learning my address, my work address. Anyway. They can come there and pick up those forms and actually fill them out and turn them in right then. So
there you go. All right. And what kind of questions are on that form? Is it just that?
Well, we also have questions about whether they need hotspots for their internet, whether they need a Google Chromebook for their kids to be able to access the Google Classroom. So we really, all the information that we need to make sure that every student has what they need to start school is on that form.
There you go. And of course, if parents are kind of, can they call somebody and kind of talk with them, and they have any questions about, well, it's on the fence about whether they want to go to school or not?
Yes. So people are calling constantly. we're building lots of phone calls, lots of emails, and we're there to do that. We have lots of people to answer the phones. We also have our website where we have an FAQ for parents. We have videos that show kind of the difference between what remote learning is going to look like and what in-person is going to look like. And so we have lots of resources, and we're there to help them make this decision, because we know it's a big decision for them, and they want to do what's best for their kids, and we want them to do what's best for their kids.
And we're talking about the commitment forms, and this is a commitment for, I think, the first grading period. And are you guys going to do this again, like each grading period, where they have to decide what they want to do?
So this will set them for the first grading period. If they choose during that, you know, at the end of this grading period that they want to come back to school or that they want to go home, they'll have that decision. We're not going to make everybody fill out that form again. It will just be, if somebody wants to change, they're just going to call their principal and say, hey, we're going to change. And we will have a form that they'll fill out, but we won't make everybody fill it out.
Okay. So just if you make the switch from each one to the other. All right. And then so what other things do parents kind of need to, I guess, prepare for the new school year? Prepare, I guess, them and their kids for the new school year.
So I think if they're looking at face to face on campus, you know, we're encouraging our students to wear masks or face shields, and we have those if they don't have them. We're trying to make the start of school be as normal as possible. But we do have, you know, some social distancing things. We'll be wearing face shields or masks. We will be washing our hands a lot. We have some disinfecting, you know, some new cleaning strategies that we're going to be doing in our schools. Lunches will look a little bit different because they're going to be, you know, distanced a little bit. It won't be the same, but it will be as close to normal as possible. We will have some plexiglass in places where we didn't have it before. But other than that, you know, we're doing everything that we can to open our doors, get our kids back to normal, and also keep them safe.
There you go. And we were talking about earlier about the teachers. Are you going to have like some teachers just dedicated to just doing the distance learning?
So at this point, the way the surveys are looking, we probably won't have enough students doing just remote to be able to have, you know, dedicated teachers. But we have time during the day where those teachers will be able to also go work with their remote learners. So our plan is to have, you know, to be ahead of the game. So we brought our teachers back early so that they could get ahead on their Google Classroom lessons. And so those are already made. So they'll be able to meet the needs of the kids in their classroom, check in with their remote kids, and, you know, the content's going to be the same. So it's going to look a little different with having videos and stuff, but content will be the same whether you're at home or at school, but the way you interact with the teacher will just be a little bit different.
And say parents are sending their kids to school to be face-to-face, but before that grading period is up, they start feeling like, well, I want to pull my kid out. Will they still be able to pull their kids out to do the distance learning
at that point? We're trying to have the commitment for a grading period. But I think that going from face-to-face to remote is easier to plan for than going from remote to face-to-face. So I think if they're at remote, we're going to ask them to stay home for that 6 weeks. Okay. They're face-to-face and they're not comfortable and, you know, they're having anxiety about it, then I think that all our principals are great. They love our kids and they want to do what's best for their students.
There you go. And of course, if people have any questions about this during that time, they can just call, you know, call the school, you know,
the principals. The principals are eagerly, you know, waiting to start school. They're so ready. It's been 6 months since we've had kids in our buildings.
It's been a while,
So they're so ready and they're willing to answer. I know some of them are looking at doing some, you know, Zoom meetings or Google Meet meetings with new students to the school. We really want to welcome our students back. It's been a while.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to go over today? I know we really want to hit those commitment forms. They're due tomorrow, but
yes,
with
commitment
only 2 weeks.
Very important. And just, you know, we welcomed our teachers back yesterday. So they are busy planning, busy getting their classrooms ready. Everybody is just super excited about getting back to normal. It might be the new normal, but we're ready for it.
There you go. And of course, I guess another thing people may be kind of concerned about the bus riders. Are you guys going to have a few more different ways of doing bus riders this year?
So we have asked the parents that can to think about bringing their kids and picking their kids up from school just so that we can have a little bit more social distance on the buses. But for those that can't, we're running our normal bus schedule. We do have hand sanitizer stations on every bus. We are requiring masks on the buses. And, you know, the commitment forms will help us with that, too, because once we know who's riding and who's not, we can come up with plans that.
And that'll be a question on that form as well. Okay.
Yes.
So there you go. So, again, that's a very important form everybody to fill out. Again, and how, if they don't have one, how do they go about getting one of those forms to fill out?
So they can go to our website, download it, fill it out. Or they can come to Central Office, 711 East Mansfield. Got it right this time. And they can fill that out right then. And, you know, I think we're at a little over 3,200 right now. So still have a ways to go. Anybody that can get that form filled out, we would appreciate it.
There you go. And of course, speaking of kids, I think is it late registration is what tomorrow? I think a couple more days for that.
Yes. So Wednesday and Thursday is late registration, and pre-K students, we are welcoming you. So if you haven't registered, come on up. We're down a little bit in our pre-K enrollment, and that might just be parents that, you know, you don't have to go to pre-K, but we're ready for them as well. If they want to send their kids, we are ready at the pre-K.
There you go. All right. And of course, just call the school if any other questions and get those forms filled out. Again, 11:59 tomorrow night. That is the deadline.
That's it.
That's it. So if you don't fill it out, your kids are going to school. Right? they'll be set up for
face-to-face. We'll be planning for them to come to school.
There we go. All right, Brandy Hendricks, thanks for coming and talking with us today, and welcome you to the Brigham community.
Yes, I just closed on my house and woke up yesterday and had a 3-minute commute to work, so it was nice.
Not too bad around these parts. There we go. Well, thank you very much. I know you guys have to get back to a little meeting yet today, so we'll let you guys go. Appreciate y'all coming and talking with
anytime.
Us today.
Okay, anytime. Thank you for having me.
There we go. Then again, Brigham ISD in the studio today for the Community Corner. Thanks to him for stopping by. And that's going to do it for the show today, folks. We'll do it all again and next Tuesday. We'll do some more talking with things happening around at Brigham and Washington County here on KWHI. Again, if you have an event happening, if you've got something going on you want to get talked about on the Community Corner, just call us here. Give us a call at 979-836-3655. That's going to 836-3655, or even email Holly Ryder, promotions@ktex.com. She'll get you hooked up. She'll get you set on the calendar. Give us a couple weeks, a month out at the best, to get you on the schedule, get your information out to the people about the Community Corner. If you're doing something, we want to know about it. We want to talk about it here on KWHI. So thanks for joining us today for the Community Corner. We'll see you next time here on KWHI AM FM 101.7.